another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, of course, and that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Have we always been as obsessed with winning and losing as we are today? The emphasis often seems to be on the losers as much as the winners, and I guess winning, losing, and love is not a new topic either, so maybe we have always been focused on winning and losing. So tonight, we look at that notion, at least from the perspective of Texas musicians, and that perspective seems to be a little bit warped toward the losing side. We're going to start off in the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody, with a couple of musicians from the Lubbock area, starting off with probably the most famous person from Lubbock, Texas, Buddy Holly, and his take on the law.
What can I
Roy Orbison covering a Hank Williams song, You Win Again, from Roy's album Hank Williams, The Roy Orbison Way. That was released back in 1971. A little bit overwrought and overproduced, but that's what they did back then. From Vernon, Texas, Roy shared rockabilly roots with Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Elvis, but he went on to create, I think, a completely different brand of music, part country, a little bit rock and roll, and part dramatic ballad, as we heard. His first was on Sun Records, but he didn't do so well with them, so he concentrated on songwriting, and then he went to RCA and had his real success with Monument Records in the early 60s. He kind of faded away because the music changed so much, but he came back after David Lynch used his song Dreams in Blue Velvet. Before Roy, we heard the unmistakable sound of Buddy Holly and the Crickets and their take on I Fought the Law. The Bobby Fuller Four had a top 10 hit with that in 1965, but Sonny Curtis of the Crickets actually wrote that song, and their version was recorded back in 1959. The Clash also had a version in 1979, and interestingly, the U.S. military used the Clash's version of I Fought the Law in Panama in 1989 when they were blasting out really loud rock and roll music to put pressure on Noriega to give himself up. Probably not what Sonny Curtis had in mind when he wrote that song. You're listening to songs about winning and losing, actually, thus far, just losing, on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. There always are some lessons from losing, although we don't always pay attention to them. Here's Alison Krauss and Robert Plant reminding us, let loss be your lesson.
Once I had myself a good woman, your loss be your lesson.
said this is the last time. A few times ago. But once more it's happened. And that's all in the world I know. And I still hear the echo when you hung up the phone. Like I'm lost in the backyard, just trying to get home. I woke up in a strange world. I can aptly describe. Like the streets of a town where I lived when I was too young to drive. It all looks so familiar, but I can't find my way. I must have gotten lost in the backyard when I went out. Just leave it all lost in the wind. Let it hide in the blindness of youth. The facts of the matter most likely will always remain. And I guess I'll be lost in the backyard till I get home.
Fort Worth native James McMurtry with Lost in the Backyard from his album Where'd You Hide the Body, released back in 2005. And Don Dixon produced that album as well as playing bass on that cut. And I mentioned Don as he really pulled together some outstanding musicians to back up James's always incredibly wonderful lyrics. And on this cut, Jim Brock was on drums, Steve Bruton on guitar along with James, Steve James was on mandolin, and the omnipresent Lloyd Maines was on pedal steel. Hear from James again a little bit later in the show. And before James, we heard sometime resident Robert Plant joining up with Alison Krauss and Let Your Loss Be Your Lesson from their award-winning album Raising Sand. And when I say award-winning, it won both the Americana Music Awards and the Grammy Awards for Best Song as well, or Best Album, as well as four other Grammys. T-Bone Burnett produced this one. Again, like often, he pulled together some really good musicians. Jay Belarus on drums, Dennis Couch on acoustic bass, T-Bone was on six-string bass, and Mark Rabat on electric guitar. And who would have imagined a bluegrass icon like Alison Krauss singing and playing with an old-time rocker like Robert Plant, and it works. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing songs about winning and losing, although so far they've been all about losing. Thanks for listening in.
Voice of Vashon support is provided by the dedicated folks at Camp Colvos Brewing, serving handcrafted beers, meat pies, and other tasty treats. The family-friendly taproom patio is open with limited capacity and is observing all COVID safe start policies.
Well, I've said that all the songs tonight seem to be about losing, but we've got a set that leans toward the winning side. We're going to start off with Peter, Paul, and Mary, who are trying to win, followed by Toni Price, getting rid of her Loserville blues. Here's Peter, Paul, and Mary, trying to win.
You know it's hard to love another man's girlfriend. You can't see her when you want her. You gotta see her when you can. We may be fighting a losing battle, but having a lot of fun trying to win. I thought it over. These points of view.
From these points of view.
One way love.
One way love.
Sure ain't no good
sure
for
ain't
two.
No good for
we may be fighting a losing battle, but having a lot of fun trying to win. Here's my confession, baby. I want you to take heed. From this day on, darling, you can do anything you please. Should I go away? Your man wants me to leave.
Man wants me to leave.
Do you want me to stay?
Do you want me to stay?
We may be fighting a losing battle, but having a lot of fun trying to win. Here's my confession, baby. I want you to take heed.
Wants me to leave.
Man wants me to leave.
Do you want me to stay?
Do you want me to stay? We may be fighting a losing battle, but having a lot of fun trying to win.
Time. I wish you were here.
I've been away for so long, I forgot how it was. Now I'm back with a new pair of shoes. Fish
Austinite Toni Price and Loserville Blues from her 1999 album Lowdown and Up on Antone's Records. Toni's one of those who went to Nashville, didn't like that rigid approach there, and she went to South by Southwest in Austin to perform and didn't go back to Nashville. She regularly played at the Continental Club on South Congress, less than 2 miles from where Terry and I lived, and you also heard some ubiquitous side musicians whom you've heard mentioned a lot in the show, including Champ Hood on acoustic guitar, Casper Rawls on electric guitar, Scrappy Judd Newsom on acoustic guitar, Ian McLaughlin, he of The Faces, Rod Stewart's old band, was on piano because he plays in Austin a lot. We let off that set with Peter, Paul, and Mary trying to win from their 1965 album, See What Tomorrow Brings. When Terry and I lived in Austin, Peter's girlfriend lived just 2 doors down from us, and we had a few chances to talk with him, and including helping him start his car so he could get to an interview at KUT, the Austin public radio station. He also got us into a gathering of people, all screaming liberals, including Molly Ivins, for example, and eventually Peter was down in the basement leading us all in choruses of union songs. Listen to songs about winning and losing on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I appreciate your listening in. So we're going to go back to losing, and it's a logical place to look at losing is country music because there are a lot of self-professed losers, including Merle Haggard and Jerry Lee Lewis. We're going to lead off with Merle, who says, "I'm a good loser."
That way, this dog ain't never had his day. Yeah, I'm a good loser, so don't worry about my pride. Leave, don't look back, you can't see my hurt inside. There must be a sin I'm paying for. I felt my share of heartaches long before. They say life runs in cycles. I can't say they're wrong. My luck's been running bad too long. But I'm a good loser, born to be that way. This dog ain't never had his day. Yeah. So don't worry about my pride. Leave, don't look back. You can't see my hurt inside. There's no sign of changes coming soon. I may never sing another tune. Cause losing you will probably be my biggest hurt to date. But don't you let my feelings make you wait. Cause I'm a good loser, born to be that way. This dog ain't never had his day. Can't see my hurt inside.
It's late and she's waiting. And I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a me. babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, with What's Made Milwaukee Famous has Made a Loser Out of Me. Came from his album Another Place, Another Time. And the reference, What's Made Milwaukee Famous, is, the old timers know this, that Schlitz Beer used that phrase, the beer that made Milwaukee famous, as a trademark tagline for a while. But the song has outlasted the beer, which Schlitz, by the way, was the largest beer producer for most of the time during the first half of the 20th century, but it was sold to Pabst in 2014. As I've said in the show before, Jerry Lee was born in Louisiana, but I claim him as a Texas musician because his mama sent him to the Southwest Bible Institute in Waxahachie, near Dallas, and although that didn't last that long, he played a boogie-woogie version of My God is Real at a church assembly, and his association with the school ended that night. Before Jerry Lee, we heard another country icon, Merle Haggard, and I'm a Good Loser from his 1971 album Hag. I call Merle a Texas musician by virtue of his running away from home at age 14 with a buddy, and they're spending 6 months or so riding trains and who knows what all down in Texas. He got his big break when he went to see Lefty Frizzell in Bakersfield, California, and then he went backstage before the show, sang a few songs for Lefty, and Lefty refused to go on stage that night until Merle went out first and played a song. The rest is history, a long and varied history, including prison, but quite an influential career. The Voice of Ashon. Yeah, that is the intro to a song called You're Gonna Lose a Good Thing from Calvin Owens and Barbara Lynn Ozen, Lose a Good Thing.
If you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. You should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. You know I love you, and I'll do anything for you, babe, but just don't mistreat me, boy, and I'll be good to you. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. If you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing, babe. Chance, babe, just for you to do right. But if you only straighten up, babe, you know, well, I'll have a good life. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. Now this is my last time, babe, and I'm not asking anymore. But if you don't do right, babe, you know I'm gonna march out of that door. And if you don't believe me, if you don't believe me, babe, just try it, daddy, and you'll lose a good thing. Yeah, yeah, babe. Just try it, boy, and you'll lose. If you don't do right, boy, said I just got to pack my bags, baby. Cause I tried, I said I tried, baby, yeah. But you just wouldn't do right, boy. Oh, you just wouldn't do right, baby, no. So I'm gonna pack my bags, and I'm not coming back no more. Said I'm gonna pack them, I just got to pack them, baby. And I'm not coming back no more, baby. Cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you lose a good thing. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the Peterson Brothers live. They're out of Austin, Texas, and Lose a Good Thing recorded live, as I said, in the KUTX studios on January 13th, 2020. They are brothers. Glenn is on vocals and lead guitar, and Alex is phenomenal on bass. They played their first gig with blues legend Pine Top Perkins, and Gary Clark is a huge fan. And they went to, it's a great video of him playing with these guys together at Antones. They've got a relatively new EP out called Intro that was released in January of 2020. Fun to watch and really good. Before the Peterson Brothers, we heard Houston native Calvin Owens on trumpet and his band, joined by Barbalyn Ozen, also known as just Barbalyn, and Lose a Good Thing from Calvin's 2007 album, Houston's the Place to Be. Calvin was hired by B.B. King in two periods, the mid-50s, and then from 78 through 84 to be as kind of a band leader and music guy. He also worked alongside a whole bunch of folks, including fellow Texans T-Bone Walker and Arnett Cobb, and even Willie. And Barbalyn was born in Beaumont, Texas. She played guitar left-handed. She wrote You'll Lose a Good Thing, and it hit number one on the charts, was recorded by Aretha, and it was a country hit for Freddie Fender. She was the rare female black musician who wrote her own songs and played a lead instrument at the same time. You listen to songs about winning and losing, but mostly losing, right here on Boogie Back to Texas. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning the tunes for you. Thanks for listening. So being lost is one thing. Having a lost soul is yet another level of being lost. As these next two songs are going to attest, we're going to lead off with the master of examining lives and families, James McMurtry, and maybe a little bit of an ironic take on the term poor lost soul. James McMurtry.
You heard the bright lights calling many years ago. You never came back crawling. How you hung in there, I don't know. You're at home in the big town. You got it all figured out. Back home they can't believe it. They don't know what you're about. Your sister loves Jesus. She drives an Oldsmobile. Says you ought to come visit. Says what you need is a home-cooked meal. And she prays for your poor lost soul. And she prays for your poor lost soul. Your brother was a doctor, and then they sent him to the pen. Medicare fraud, they say he's doing it again. Your mother's doing alright. She owns a quick stop store. She used to call every Sunday, but she doesn't anymore. She just prays for your poor lost soul. She just prays for your poor lost soul.
Be praying for your poor lost soul. without me. You wandered off alone, and all the neon light reflected off the sidewalk home reminds me you're not coming home. Sister Lawson,
Alejandro Escovedo, Sister Lost Soul, from his album Real Animal that was released back in 2008. It's the first album after his full recovery from hepatitis C, and it's typically strong and somewhat emotional album. Alejandro played a really important role in different genres of music, in punk with the band called The Nuns, and in roots rock with the True Believers, which is how we knew of him in Austin back in the 80s, and in alt country with Rank and File. And all of those were done before he launched his solo career. He's born in San Antonio in a really musical family. After moving to California, where he got started in music, and then moved to New York, he finally settled back in Texas, and his latest album is The Crossing, came out in 2018. Before Alejandro, we heard James McMurtry with Poor Lost Soul from his 1989 album, Too Long in the Wasteland, his debut album, and it was produced by John Mellencamp. And that connection happened because Mellencamp was directing a film that James's father, the novelist Larry McMurtry, was writing the script for. And James had a demo tape that got passed somehow to Mellencamp, and he was duly impressed. And the album Too Long in the Wasteland helped James land a big deal with Columbia Records. And he appeared on the soundtrack of the film Falling from Grace, the same film, kind of a part of a super group called the Buzzin' Cousins. John Prine, Joe Ely, Dwight Yoakam, and John Mellencamp, along with James. And I really, really like his stories and his descriptions. You are listening to Songs About Winning and Losing on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to go out the door with a live recording of just a hell of a guitar player by the name of Jackie Vinson. She's out of Austin, Texas. She went to Berklee School of Music, but she hated the ultra-competitiveness of it there, so she saw a friend playing guitar and just began learning the instrument her last year there, which was 2011. And by 2014, she was opening for a bunch of different prominent musicians, and she had a record deal, and last year was on Austin City Limits. So here she is live with Lost in Time.
So I thought I'd let you know, it looks like this show's going to be a sexy show, you know what I'm saying? You're just going to have to deal with it. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, girls will treat you like a child. As you force them to reconcile.